much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Who is he talking about right there? It's the Lord. He's talking about his power, his word. He said, if we receive the abundance of that grace and the gift of righteousness, if we receive all of the things he did for us, then we shall reign, not in eternity, in life, right now, by one Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
We, the body of Christ, ought to be doing just exactly what these ladies that come up here that while ago that said they led a man to Jesus. Sharon led that man to Jesus right in her front yard. This other lady led a man at a little business or a little restaurant to Jesus. Hey, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
We're supposed to be reigning over the devil. He's not supposed to be reigning over us. In fact, I feel bad now about not calling. Cheryl gave me a phone message that said, urgent. I have to talk to Pastor Thurman. So I read it. I am so depressed. I am a Christian, but I am so depressed. You need to call me immediately. I thought, Lord, if this woman is a Christian and the devil's beating up on her that bad, I said, Lord, first of all, I want you to begin to work on her heart. I want you to cultivate and till the soil in her heart, to soften it up, to make her realize she's a princess of the King of the universe. And that all your power and all your promises are available to her. When that devil comes in and he throws that black mantle, that big black thing over your head, and it goes all the way down to the ground, and it's pitch black in there. Then when he walks in and says, you old worthless critter, you can't do nothing. You know what most of us do? We believe him. That's what's happening to this woman. You know what happened when that devil throwed that black mantle over there and he snuck in under there and says, oh, you old worthless creature, you. Don't you feel that pain in your arm? You're getting old and you know you're going to die. You ought to take the word of God and start
Amen.
Spitting the word, and you ought to come out from under there and he ought to come out screaming. He ought to throw that thing off and say, God, let me get away from this guy or this woman. They know who they are in Christ.
Amen.
And he ought to go screaming, leaving his black mantle on the ground for you to trample on.
Amen.
And he ought to go running down the street to somebody else's house. No Christian should ever allow the devil
Amen.
To beat up on you.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have a clue who we are. We don't have a clue how we're supposed to reign
Amen.
In life.
Amen.
We're not supposed to be beat up on by the devil. We're not supposed to be afraid of nothing. I mean, but you heard the prophet said there might be a nuclear attack. So what's the big deal? If there's a nuclear attack, God showed me in the Old Testament under the law that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could walk through 7 times hotter fire than ever been put. And they didn't even have a hair burned on their arm. He burned all the ropes off of them, but it didn't burn them. And then when he looked down in there, he said, whoa, didn't we put 3 in the furnace? 1, 2, 3. But there's 4 in there. And he looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
Now, I wonder how Nebuchadnezzar knew what the Son of God looked like. There was something so unique about this 4th guy in there. We need young men today in school.
Yes, sir.
10-year-old boys. That daddies have taught them and lived in such a power of the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God that when other boys come to them and start to make fun of them, they say, I'm not afraid of you or anything you got because the living God's
Amen.
With me and nothing can touch me because I'm a son of the King of the universe and his name's Jesus.
Amen.
That's the way we ought to raise up some of our young men.
Yes, sir.
They ought to know who Jesus is and they ought to have seen daddy. Walk in such a demonstration
Amen.
Of the Spirit's power that nothing scares them. I mean, I think about how I walked in that demonstration of that Spirit's power, even with my son, and how it took him years for that to soak in on him. I remember that as I walked in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, my son, he could not believe where Daddy was walking. He just couldn't believe it. One day, he was right down here in this 47 acres right here on the backside, my place. And I had a 12 or 15 cows in there, and a great big old 1,500-pound bull had broke a fence down to get in there with them 12 or 15 girls because I didn't have a bull. And so we went down there to get the bull out. Well, when you got one cow in heat, you can't get a bull out. Oh, you got to have one. And he ain't going. I run into him with a pickup. I did everything I knew to do. I could not get him out of that herd of cows. There was no way I could get him down. After about an hour, I was wore out. Tim was wore out. And Tim said, "Dad, we're never going to get him out. We're going to have to go get a couple of horses and a couple of men to help us get this bull out of here." I said, "Son, we got help that you don't know about."
Amen.
He said, "What do you mean?" I turned and I said, "Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to send me an angel."
Yes, sir.
I said, "Angel, I ask you in the name of Jesus to go get that bull by the nape of his neck. Raise his head up and take him right straight to that fence right there. When you get to the fence, turn him north down that fence and take him down to that gate right down yonder. I've got open at the far end, and I'll go down and close the gate." I said, "Thank you, Father, for the angel." I said, "Angel, thank you." I said, "Let's get him, son." He said, "What do you mean, Dad?" I said, "Come on." And I grabbed him by the arm. We started working toward that head of cows. And before we got over there, that bull would just stand right in the middle. His head comes up. He walks out. Just as straight as I pointed, walked right straight to that fence, never looked back, got to the fence, turned right, starts walking down that fence line, and Tim and I 30, 40 yards behind him. I'm not even having to holler, "Get." We're just walking along there. And Tim looks over me and said, "Daddy, this is another one of your wild stories. If I hadn't have been here to see this, I wouldn't have believed this." But see, that's where every daddy should be walking. Every daddy should be walking in that kind of power with Jesus. My son got to see that demonstration. And although, you know, he was young, but let me tell you, it has had a profound impact on the boy's life. He's 33 years old. He's walking with God.
Amen.
He's taking his family to church. He's teaching them the Word of God. He's teaching Bible classes. He is doing things he's doing in the name of Jesus. He is doing things in his gym. He's training people how to walk with Jesus. It did have a profound impact on him. You know, I mean, when I was 33, I was nowhere close to where he is in my walk with God. You know, because my daddy didn't walk in that kind of power. He went to church, but I never saw a demonstration of the Spirit's power. My daddy didn't reign in life. He never knew. He didn't understand that principle at all. My daddy was a man that went to church and just worked. He tried to feed us. He didn't have a clue the power that was available to him from God's Word. But that scripture right there, it says that if I will receive that abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, I will reign in life. Is that what it says? I don't know about you, but I love reigning in life, don't you? I love having everything I need. I love having God meet all of my needs and providing everything I need. I love, like this week, Cheryl and I are going to, tomorrow in the morning, we're going to leave here and fly to Detroit, Michigan. We're going to be there Monday, Tuesday, and come back Wednesday. We're going to speak in a pretty big church right downtown Detroit. It's a big church. They have 6,000 members. Now, I don't know how many people are going to be there. And it's a black church.
Amen.
It's a primarily black church.
Amen.
This pastor got on fire. I don't care if I'm the only white man there.
Amen.
If the whole congregation's black, when I go there, I'm going to be a Christian just like they are.
Amen.
I'm going to teach them the kingdom of God just like God's taught me. I mean, I'm sure with 6,000 people, there's going to be a lot of white and black people, period. All kinds of people. You can't take a church with 6,000 downtown Detroit to not be a manifestation of many different nationalities and everything else. But all I got to say, I'm expecting God to show up and do something magnificent in that place when we're there.
Amen.
What a privilege, huh?
Amen.
I mean, I expect God to do something great.
He will.
I mean, and He will. You know that. You know He will, Ernest. Praise God. Because I'm going to go up there with this in mind. I'm going to put a reign in Christ.
Amen.
That's where we're going. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet, But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. In other words, God is accepted from this. Jesus, God, nobody is over God. God is in total control. And then Jesus under him. Okay, then, and when all things shall be subdued into him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And verse 29, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? Do you know the Mormon church writes a whole doctrine around that verse? And somebody says, what does it mean? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I've read commentaries, dozens and dozens of commentaries around that verse. In fact, 30 years ago, I read that to one of the men that was a great Bible teacher. And he said, you know, the book, the Bible, is not that difficult to understand. I said, most of it. But I said, there's a few things I don't understand. He said, like what? I said, 1 Corinthians 15:29. He said, what? He said, 1 Corinthians 15 is talking about the coming of the Lord. I said, that's right. That's exactly what he's talking about. But I said, there's a scripture in there I don't understand. And so this man that was a scholar, I said, won't you turn over and tell me what that means then? He turned over and he read that verse, and that's the first time ever in his life he'd ever seen that verse. He had read right away. It had never stuck. I said, it stuck. I read it years and years, 30 years ago when I showed him. But I still don't know what it says. I know what it says, but I don't know what it means. Oh, I've had many people tell me what they think it means. Many. But I don't think any of them's right. You know. So, one more time this morning, when I sat in my office this morning, I reared back in my chair, throwed my hands up, and I said, God, please. I said, you said, if I asked anything, you'd, I said, Lord, would you please somehow, in the very near future, give me Revelation 1 Corinthians 15:29, because I do not know what that verse means. I need to know what that verse means. I need to be able to interpret that. Or something. I said, God, what am I missing? Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go on to verse 30 and on. Now we go here. We'll go through verse 33. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing that I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.